This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Catholic Near East Welfare Association's regional director in Lebanon is expressing frustration at his small aid agency's ability to meet the growing needs of Syria's refugees and displaced people. And he says there's no end in sight to the Syrian conflict. Issam Bishara, responsible for Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt, spoke with me of his frustrations.
We are very much involved in assisting the refugees coming over from Syria. We have had several coordination meetings, especially with Caritas in Lebanon. And our concern as Kenewa in Lebanon is basically to assist displaced families inside Syria. So many families have left Homs or Aleppo and some from Damascus. We are trying to reach all these displaced families, not only inside Lebanon, but also inside Syria, where now they reside, but in very difficult conditions. We are working through our partners, who are different churches and religious congregations, sisters congregations, the Jesuit Fathers, St. Vincent de Paul. So we have at least 8 or 9 different partners in this inside Syria, where we are helping with not only food rations, but also blankets, mattresses, fuel for heating for the winter, and as well as different heating apparatus.
Okay, but surely that more must be done. I mean, I'm sure you're a very small agency. Don't you feel frustrated sometimes that you're not able to get to all the people who need the help?
I want to be frank with you. This is beyond the capacity or ability of anyone or even different organizations. This has to be treated at the level of the United Nations, at the level of large donations from rich countries, if you wish, in North America, in Europe. But I don't think the small organizations can do anything, except that we could always, you know, you could always blame the darkness or you could light a candle. So what we're doing is actually helping. Now our target is 2,100 families inside Syria, and we have been able to provide lots of really needed items to them, including food and other items.
What is your hope then for the future? I know that obviously it would be for the end of this conflict, but how are we going to achieve that?
Well, it's unfortunately, of what we're seeing in Syria, doesn't seem to be coming to an end soon. The regime is still fighting. The Syrian Free Army is still fighting and getting lots of ammunition and firearms as well. So I hope not, but it seems like it's going to go on for some more time. And unfortunately, this means that lots of more people would die. The end is not clear yet, whether the regime would really collapse or not, whether the Syria would be divided in the near future into a Sunni area and another Alawite area. This raises a major question about the future of Christian families inside Syria. Where would they reside? Are we going to see an unfortunate scenario like the one we saw in Iraq, where the Christians had to pay the price and be displaced? These are major questions, and I'm not sure so many people have the answers for.
Issam Bishara is the regional director for the Catholic Near East Welfare Association in Lebanon.